On Tuesday's show, we talked about how doctors are responding to an uptick in gun-related deaths in the United States. That prompted a slew of responses from you, our listeners, with many of you telling us that doctors can play a key role in reducing gun violence. But what about government officials? Is there any place in the United States where leaders are getting it right on the issue of gun violence? Vox senior correspondent Herman Lopez set out to answer that question, and he did find an answer in the state of Massachusetts. Herman, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what is it that Massachusetts is doing that is different from every place else?
So I like to think about this as a licensing and registration system, much like we have for cars. So what they do is that when you want to buy a gun, you have to go to your local police department. You submit an application. You have to have passed a firearm safety course. You'll go through an interview. And then once you go through that process, the police chief will accept or deny your application for a license. And some of that involves like the background checks that we think about, so like your criminal background check, the mental health background check. Although Massachusetts is just a little more thorough of a background check than the general federal one. And then beyond that, the police chief also has some discretion. So if he sees something like, say, he answered a domestic violence call at your house recently, and he saw that and it didn't end up in charges, but he saw something that troubled him about your history, like domestic abuse or something along those lines, then he could say, okay, I have discretion here, and I'm going to deny the license. And in a lot of ways, it's really similar to how you get a driver's license, right? Because like you have to pass this safety course, this training course, and then you have to go through like this kind of process to make sure that you actually can't handle a gun. You actually do not pose a public safety threat with a gun.
Are there any, with this policy, which seems relatively reasonable at least, are there any gaps?
I mean, there are certainly gaps in that, like, sometimes for example, police chiefs complain that, like, the mental health checks aren't thorough enough, and that can make things slip through. So one example is they can pull up state institution records, like our state public hospital records, but they can't pull up records from private hospitals necessarily. So if somebody went to a private hospital instead of a state one, they wouldn't know that mental health history, and that's one thing that police chiefs complained about.
And, of course, you've also reported on the fact that there are critics of the plan. Jason Guida, for instance, the former director of Massachusetts Firearms Records Bureau, told you that it's too hard to appeal a decision from the police department to deny a permit. Is there any truth to that?
I mean, statistically, it doesn't seem like these licenses are denied very often. Only a fraction, like 95%+ of licenses are accepted, like the applications are accepted. And only a fraction of that remaining 5% are actually denied by the police chief due to his discretion. Still, the legal standard when you appeal this does favor the police chief. And a lot of that is because it's thinking that you shouldn't question a police chief. The police will know best if, like, say that domestic violence call did show something troubling since they were on the scene. And the judge has to decide whether it's, quote unquote, arbitrary and capricious to have actually denied this license. And that's how the appeals process works.
And Hernan,
it's a tough. Yeah.
Very, very briefly, are the police in favor of it?
Yes. I mean, the police chiefs I talked to, almost all of them said that they like it. What their actual complaint was actually that other states do not do it, something similar. So it's still easy for someone from Massachusetts, if they want to avoid this entire system, to like go to New Hampshire, for example, buy a gun there, and then bring it back to the state. And a lot of the crime they do see in the state is from these guns coming in out of state.
Hernan Lopez is a senior reporter at Vox. Hernan, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.